So the people involved in that campaign to incite violence at the Trump rallies and make it, you know, look like Trump supporters were violent when in fact they had been provoked by these folks looking for a fight, say that this was in direct coordination with Hillary Clinton's camp and with the DNC. Scott Fovell, the guy caught on tape who's now been fired, said this is how it worked. The Hillary camp pays the DNC. The DNC pays Democracy Partners, our group, who pays the Fovell group, and that's the group that, quotes, that quote, executes the expletive on the ground.
Hey,
do
Kelly,
you deny
that
it?
That contract, first of all, that contract, based on my knowledge, I became chair on July 28th. The contract that is allegedly being referred to was not signed until June of 2016. I think all of that evidence is out there. Look, when you have a convicted criminal sneaking around your office with imposters that try to
nip and snip. Are you referring to Bob Cramer, the head of Democracy Partners?
No, I'm referring to Mr. O'Keefe in the instance that he has doctored some videos as he's done before. But again, going back to the so-called contract that you mentioned, Bob's contract, according to the records that I was able to pull at the DNC, was not signed until June of 2016.
Bob Cramer, Bob Cramer was the head of Democracy Partners.
Okay.
Bob Cramer was the head of Democracy Partners. This is one of the groups, he's now been fired, this is one of the groups that committed these acts. He's the man who was at the White House 342 times and met personally, according to the records, with President Obama in some fashion over 40 times. He's now been dismissed, but he's the one saying that there was coordination with the DNC, and this is obviously a very well-connected man. He, too, is a convicted felon, convicted for fraud. This is obviously not an honest person, and yet you were working very closely with him, the DNC.
Well, again, Bob Cramer, I went back to the DNC the other day when this came up after we learned that we had a trespasser, a convicted criminal sneaking around our office posing as an intern. And I asked for the records of Mobilize to be produced. Now, Bob's contract with Mobilize, his group, was signed in June to help us with building rallies across the country, meaning Democratic rallies. So what Mr. Trump was referring to, and I'm sure you'll see the results, that was something that happened months ago, and I have no evidence and no knowledge of that. Mr. Cramer stepped aside because he did not want to be the kind of distraction that he is even at this point. Here, I just witnessed the third debate. I went to all three debates. I thought Hillary did a fantastic job. I thought she was not only on the mark in terms of the substance and talking about real solutions for the middle class, but Donald Trump had an opportunity tonight to tell the American people that he would not allow any foreign government to undermine our democratic process. And rather than take that position, Donald Trump basically said, in a democracy where the voters should decide, he alone will make the decision whether or not he will accept the results. It's the citizens. I feel very strongly about you. You feel strongly about an imposter walking into our office and trying to get staff people to do X and Y and then come up with this video. I feel very strongly about the right of every citizen to vote, Kelly, and I want to make sure every American has the right to vote on election day.
Let's be clear. I've said nothing about my feelings. This is about a controversy that has erupted to the point where I wasn't the one who fired these two staffers. The Democrats fired these two staffers. So obviously they believe some wrongdoing took place. Whether the tape was obtained improperly or not, but no one so far has come out to challenge the legitimacy of these particular tapes put out by James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. They've acted on them.
Absolutely.
So you say the tapes are falsified?
Mr. O'Keefe enjoys falsifying records. He did it with NPR. But Kelly, can I ask you, we're at a presidential debate. And Donald Trump made several ridiculous claims tonight.
I have you. I don't play dodgeball, honey.
I play basketball. And I'm just telling you, he tried to score on misinformation. He's trying to score.
But I have you. Listen.
That was obtained.
You say that, Donna. Kelly. You say that you play straight up. But I have to ask you because
you were accused
of receiving a debate question before a CNN town hall where they partnered with TV One, and that you had this question on March 12th, that verbatim was provided by Roland Martin to CNN the next day. How did you get that question, Donna?
Well, Kelly, since I play straight up, and I'll play straight up with you, I did not receive any questions from CNN. Let's just be
very
clear.
Where did you get it?
First of all, what information are you providing to me that will allow me to see what you're talking about?
WikiLeaks released a March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th CNN TV One town hall debate.
Kelly,
where did you get it?
I, as a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. Podesta's emails were stolen. You're so interested in talking about stolen
material.
So you deny it. You're like a thief that want to bring into the night the things that you found that was in the gutter.
CNN's Jake Tapper came out and said this was unethical. Somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign. He said, I love Donna Brazile, but this is very, very upsetting. My understanding is that the email to Donna Brazile came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin. He said, this is very upsetting and very troubling. That's your own colleague at CNN. It's not Megyn Kelly. Who gave you that question?
Hey, Megyn, once again, I've said it, and I've said it on the record, and I'll say it on the record, and I'll keep saying it on the record. I am not going to try to validate falsified information. I have my documents. I have my files. Thank God I have not had my personal emails ripped off from me and stolen and given to some criminals to come back altered. I have my records, I have my files, and as I've said repeatedly, CNN, in the 14 years I was associated with CNN, I've never received anything. If I had a blank piece of paper, that would basically be the end of this conversation. I never get documents from CNN.
Your email to the Clinton camp said, sometimes I receive the questions in advance. CNN is saying Roland Martin gave them to you or someone at TV One. They were provided to Hillary before that town hall.
Well, anybody who knows me, and there are a number of your colleagues as well, they know me very well. I know how I play it. I know what I do before every debate. I know what I do before every show, even this show. I do my homework. I communicate. I talk.
Understand.
But I can just once again let you know that as far as I know that CNN has never provided me with questions. Absolutely ever. Nada.
Well, when you said from time to time I get the questions in advance, what were you referring to? Because in that email, you offered the exact question that one of the moderators, Roland Martin, then proposed the next day.
So my reference back to you, ma'am, with all respect, and I respect you greatly.
And I respect you too.
The validity of those emails, if I can only tell you one thing, because as you know, this whole episode is under criminal investigation. But I could just tell you one thing. A lot of those emails, I would not give them a time of the day. I've seen so many doctored emails. I've seen things that come from at 2 in the morning that I don't even send. There are several email addresses that I
appreciate
that,
and they haven't all been verified.
I'm just sorry that this has not been verified. This is, nobody will, this is under investigation. And let me just tell you something. If there's anything that I have, I will share. I don't have an agenda to smear anybody, but I do believe
we'll
that Hillary did a great job.
All right, all the best to you.
Go to Russia. You'll get-